Hi, this is Zank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with another Hank Unplugged short. I'm sort of prepping for doing a Hank Unplugged podcast in the near future on abortion. I know a lot of people that hear the word abortion have developed what I oftentimes refer to as abortion fatigue or fetus fatigue, in that they have heard about the subject over and over and over again, and many people just tune out. They're either for it or they're against it, but they don't want to think about it anymore. But a book that I'm reading, Tearing Us Apart, How Abortion Harms Everything and Solves Nothing, has brought to my mind so many thoughts about the horrors of abortion. Not only the painful killing of an innocent human being, but the devastation that takes place in the lives of women. Women that so many people purport to be defending. Over the past few weeks, I have watched in amazement, utter amazement, as pro-abortion operatives are speaking loudly and profanely about reproductive freedom, about bodily autonomy, about the right to choose, and you know all the euphemisms. But few seem willing to speak about the brutal business of Planned Parenthood, of the painful killing of innocent human beings, 65 million. Or even to consider the profoundly inherent virtue of human life. But above all, I think that ignorance of basic biology in the culture is well beyond chilling. And the government, by and large, has abandoned its core responsibility to secure the right to life. A right upon which all other rights depend. And what is particularly stunning is that surgical abortion is rapidly being supplanted in the U.S. by the horror of chemical abortion. According to some statistics, chemical abortion now accounts for some 50% of all abortions in the United States of America. The numbers are simply staggering. Upwards of 300,000 to 450,000 abortions per year with chemicals. You know, the song, One Pill Makes You, I forget exactly how it goes. One pill makes you larger, the other makes you small. Well, in this case, one pill cuts off nutrients to the developing child, so the child gradually dies. Another pill induces early labor to expel the child from the womb. And of course, the CDC is perfectly fine with all of this. And that in light of the fact that there's a growing body of evidence which points to the reality that women who have abortions not only kill innocent human beings, but are themselves at greater risk for developing breast cancer. In the book Tearing Us Apart, there's a letter or an email that was sent to the authors by Dr. Donna Harrison, who is the director of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists. And she points out that abortion is never safe, that almost all breast cancers arise from type 1 and type 2 breast tissue. But type 4, or milk-producing breast tissue, is permanently cancer-resistant. Translated, well, if a woman has a full-term early pregnancy, her type 4 tissue will almost certainly prevent her from having breast cancer. Dr. Harrison points out that once we understand the basic physiology of the breast, basic biology, then the connection between abortion and breast cancer is intuitively obvious. It's ironic. In America, we have Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a month in which everyone from doctors to NFL jocks wear pink ribbons to alert people to what they can do to fight breast cancer in women. And these doctors must surely be aware of the link between birth control pills and an early abortion and breast cancer. They're aware of the reality that birth control pills contribute to breast cancer statistics. But, you know, the corporate machinery. A woman that is pregnant is largely seen as a liability to corporations who want women to delay childbearing so that they can become profitable cogs in the machinery of business. I was also listening to an interview with Dr. Angela Lanfranchi. She's the co-founder of the Breast Cancer Prevention Institute and continues to speak out in face of fierce opposition, continues to underscore the fact that the single most common reason for ending a pregnancy before 32 weeks is abortion. And it is likewise the single most significant cause of breast cancer risk. So we're supposed to care about women, and the politicians are sweeping under the rug data that is transparent, transparently putting the link between breast cancer and abortion in neon lights so everyone can see. So what is a staggering reality in America today is being downplayed for corporate profit and certainly for the industry of abortion, and even in some cases for perpetuating profit in the medical industry. It's all a travesty. And I suppose we can curse the darkness or light a candle. And I hope you'll be one that lights a candle, makes a difference, because this is of seismic proportions. We're talking about human life. We're talking about people created in the image and likeness of God. People who, from the moment of conception, have not a fully developed personality, but full personhood, and will continue to have that, not just until death, but will continue to have that for all eternity. So again, this is an issue of seismic proportions. And as Christians, we have to weigh in. We have to do all that is permissible to stem this horrific tide of evil. Thanks for tuning in.